Welcome to the Hey Girlfriend podcast. I'm Jessica. I'm a wife, mother, sister, and your new girlfriend. This is a safe place I've created for us to come together and vent, support, collaborate, and dream. So let's dive in, girl. Hey girlfriend, welcome to episode 14. So let's talk date night mamas. If you've recently had a baby, then you're probably a little deprived of quality time with your significant other. You're most likely in survival mode, and I get it, girl. Those first couple months are rough. Or you might be three kids deep in your motherhood journey and haven't yet found a sitter you trust. Andrea Kova and Vanessa Pedrigo are two friends who are also business partners. They own Rest Assured Special Event Sitters. Today I'm chatting with Andrea and we talk about her journey as an entrepreneur, also how a girlfriend's wedding sparked the idea for her business, and she also gives great advice on finding a sitter, what to look for, how to determine a fair rate, and how to ease your way into a date night. So let's jump in. Hi, Andrea. Thanks so much for being on the Hey Girlfriend podcast. How are you, girlfriend?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you and your business partner, Vanessa, own Rest Assured Special Event Sitters. You've created a solution that every parent has faced at least one time, the adult-only event dilemma. Can you tell us a little bit about your business and the services you offer?
Yes, absolutely. So you said it. We like to call ourselves the solution to that adult-only dilemma. We're babysitters who specialize in special event babysitting, such as weddings, birthday parties, baby showers, you name it, really any type of special occasion you can think of where you will have parents wanting to have a good time or, you know, really get to business without kids running around. So, you know, we just set up kids' corners for corporate events, kind of like the upcoming play date that we have on Wednesday in Yorba Linda. And we also like to say we're not just your average sitter. We also come with everything that the kids will need to be entertained, you know, from games to toys, arts and crafts, special add-ons, all of that stuff. So we definitely want the kids or families to encourage to have kids there, but also provide a time and space for the kids to enjoy in their own way.
That's amazing. You're seriously saving so many parents' social life. So when I first met you, it was at the Mom Market in Whittier, and I left Matthias in your care. He made this super cute little turtle, and he was so proud of it. And what really stood out to me is all of your girls were super nice, very friendly, and I asked Matthias how his experience was. He said everyone was very helpful and friendly, and he really had a good time. So I noticed on your website that all of your sitters have degrees in education. Was this important to you?
Yes, absolutely. This is very important. And by the way, Matthias was super cute and we enjoyed having him.
Oh, thank you.
Of course. But yeah, you know, experience and safety are two of our top priorities when hiring our sitters. You know, there's another thing that truly sets us apart, what we believe, is that we're fully insured. So we've really heard it all, Jessica, from wax in the pipes to broken chandeliers to bumps and bruises, you name it, we've heard it. So we really believe that's important. But in addition, we're all super passionate about what we do. You know, for example, we have a babysitter on staff who is autistic behavior specialist and specializes in special education. You know, we have a mama on staff who has two beautiful children and was a school nurse for some time. We even have a PA who works with children in doctor's offices all the time. So, you know, that's really important to us. But in addition, all of our sitters are CPR and first aid trained. So being educated and coming with that background also comes, you know, with naturally coming with these the understanding that being CPR and first aid trained is important.
That's a really great group of well-rounded women, and I would trust them with my child any day.
Thank you.
I can hear your passion. So do you have a background in education as well?
I do, actually. Several years, actually. I used to work at a preschool and an infant care in high school and college, and then I worked in a first and kindergarten classroom. I taught for several years, those two grades, and I've since been in education up until this point. Now I'm a college counselor. So I have been in education pretty much my whole life.
So what was the inspiration for starting this type of business?
Oh, that's a really good question. 4 years ago, my best friend actually got married and her venue required babysitters. And so she naturally asked me at the time, I'm a college counselor, and said, can you just hire two of your students studying to become educators or teachers or anything of that sort? And, you know, we'll see what we can do. And you know, what started into a small seed has since grown to rest assured. So those two babysitters that started with me 4 years ago are still my babysitters to this day. And they're now educators having degrees in education. So it's really exciting to kind of see the full circle. But that's how it all started. Thanks to my best friend.
I love that you were inspired by your girlfriend. It's so interesting to me to hear from entrepreneurs about their journey, how they got their start, and how everything came to fruition.
Yeah, thank you, Lupe. Shout out to you.
Yeah, shout out. Women empowering women. Okay, so you know when you send that text inviting a girlfriend and her husband out on a double date and you kind of have to like specify like, girl, we're going to a bar, we're going to drink, like leave the kids at home. And then it kind of gets awkward because maybe they don't have a sitter. For me personally, like I'm very fortunate. I have my mother-in-law and my mom who willingly drop any of their plans to watch my children. However, some of my girlfriends don't have that kind of support. And it's really hard to find someone that they trust to leave their children with. So yeah. What would you suggest to a parent looking for a potential sitter? Like, what should be the starting point for them?
Good point. And I'd say for this, definitely don't skimp on your babysitters. What I mean by that, you know, is parents should never sacrifice their child's safety because of not planning ahead or budgeting for a good quality and background check sitter. So we always like to use our three top qualities when we're looking for our sitters: trust, safety, and experience. You certainly want to make sure that the person taking care of your child has been fully vetted and is something you naturally feel comfortable with. But of course, nowadays, 911, you know, in case of emergency, isn't always enough. Mm-hmm. You know, so just as I said before, you want to make sure that person has some sort of CPR first aid background. You know, for example, can they assess when an infant, you know, someone who can't talk, is non-responsive or if something is wrong? And then in our field, you know, at events like a wedding, when everyone is focused on having a good time, can this person handle themselves in a professional manner without stirring up anxiety amongst all the other guests? You know, so this is all super important. But of course, if you're out of town and you're looking for a sitter, always, always ask about experience. You know, has this person worked with children before? Do they have basic techniques for catching a child's attention? You know, and really keeping that child's attention for long periods of time.
Do you also suggest asking for recommendations?
Yes, definitely. Which is something I wanted to mention a little bit later, which, you know, recommendations are key. And even though I've known most of my sitters for more than 10 years, you know, they're my former students, I still do background checks and ask for references just in case. You never know.
Yeah, definitely. And so what would be some of the warning signs that a parent shouldn't ignore?
So for sure, again, as I mentioned, if this person has never had experience working with kids, you want to be wary of that and just really ask them what their intention is of now babysitting your child. Also, these certifications really, Jessica, are not that expensive to get. And in the long run, they can, you know, they can save a life.
You're right. It is so worth it. And when you're entrusting someone with the care of your child, you want that added comfort that they're trained and they're certified and they can assess any situation.
Yeah, for sure. But another thing is reliability. And although this seems like common sense, parents should always make sure that the person they hire is able to put their undivided attention into their children. You know, with smartphones and social media nowadays, it's become an addiction and people can't let go. So is this person you've hired capable of putting their phones away for a few hours just to make sure, you know, your children's safety is the priority? Really important.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Because if I see something on the Insta story when they're supposed to be watching my child, I would probably be upset. So during the vetting process, what can be done in terms of a background check? Or are there additional resources you can recommend that a parent can do as like an extra step? I know for me personally, I would probably Google a person right away to see what comes up. But is there anything else?
Yeah, exactly. So Google is your best friend, of course. But, you know, we use a service called universalbackground.com for all of our background checks. And believe it or not, when I was hired at Caltech as a project manager, they used this service. And that's how I heard about it. So I'm thinking if Caltech uses it, you know, this is a vetted service. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, it's very convenient and not expensive at all. And it can do an entire background background check within 24 hours on an individual. You know, and these are also individuals who may not have a social security number, but have a work permit, you know, to work in the United States. So it's really reliable.
That's a really good resource. I'll link that website in the show notes. So parents who have an older child who can communicate their experience and give feedback after being babysat, it's really helpful. But for parents of smaller children who can't necessarily give that kind of feedback, what are some signs that they should look for?
Yeah, definitely. You know, so we like to say, or at least I would say that as parents aren't mind readers, you know, neither are babysitters. So when working with babies or small children who really can't express themselves verbally or express their emotions, fully vetting, of course, is important, you know, as we mentioned before. But a lot of times, a lot of parents or, you know, people that we babysit for ask about things like, you know, nanny cams or hidden cameras. And we just say, you know, of course, every parent has the right to, you know, set up every safety precaution. You know, it's their kids. You want to do that. But just be careful with these. You know, if you choose to set up cameras like nanny cams, then it's always best practice to warn the babysitters ahead of time that they will be videotaped. You know, it is illegal to videotape, of course, somebody without their permission, but also it'll make sure that the sitters are always on their best behavior and attentive. No excuses. When I say in doubt, you know, always go with the three most important qualities I mentioned before: trust, experience, and safety, you know, and then go from there.
Those sound like the three pillars that you should live by. Definitely your non-negotiables. So once a parent goes through the vetting process, they find someone they trust, what advice would you give to them negotiating a rate? For me, I know I would probably Google, or I'd ask some of my girlfriends what they pay their sitters. But is there a better way to determine what's fair?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, nowadays in most areas, you should expect to pay at least 18 to 20 per hour, I'd say. And that's just for sitters. You know, again, our rates might be a little bit higher, but fair because we bring the entire setup, the sitters, activity, games, more, you know, which we always say plan and budget accordingly. But another thing, Jessica, is really to be realistic with your budget. If you have more than three kids, then chances are your cost will go up because you want at least two people watching them at all times. In the case one of the kids needs to go to the bathroom or needs to be walked over to mom or something like that, then you always have those two people on hand. So you also want to have realistic ratios per kid. You know, so for example, at Rest Assured, we always have at least two sitters, as I mentioned. But for large events, for example, we always have at least two sitters for every five children. So for every five children, we're adding another sitter just for safety precautions. And then we take different safety precautions if those kids are infants or toddlers, for example, under 3 years old, who may need just a little bit more eyes on them.
So if you have multiple children, like three or more, how would you determine that rate?
Yeah, so most sitters will limit their capacity to three children and then, you know, essentially charge their $18 to $20 range. So for every sitter, expect to pay them at least the same amount per hour. At least, you know, try and budget for that because that's, you know, essentially what's fair and what most rates are looking like nowadays.
This is something parents have to be mindful of. Childcare should be factored into your date night budget. And there's two things you should not be cheap about: dinner and childcare.
Yes, you said it. You want to have a good time just as much as you want the babies to have a good time.
Exactly.
Very true.
Okay, so what advice would you give to a new parent who is afraid to leave their child with a sitter, but they desperately need a date night?
So we get asked this question all the time: date night, how can we make this happen? And, you know, just as we say, as parents would get anxious leaving their kid, the kids will also get anxious staying by themselves, you know, with a random stranger. And so I always like to say for this scenario, I suggest the 2 hour rule, what I call the 2 hour rule, you know, so it takes a little bit of time for your children to adjust. So for the first date, go out to a nice dinner, maybe a movie or something, and limit it to no more than those 2 hours. And then slowly but surely, add on a couple of hours as you see the children or the child is adjusting well. You know, you'll see that with kids, they'll develop a level of comfort pretty quickly, especially on a regular basis if you do it regularly. So once that happens, you can paint the town. You can do whatever you want because, you know, you just have to remember that good things always take time.
Yes, girl, get dolled up and go out with your man. So is there a specific age that you recommend for like smaller children, infants, that you start to leave them with a sitter?
Yeah, so when I was working at the infant care, I was babysitting at up to 3 months. So, or, you know, as young as 3 months. And this is an infant care in a public space. So, you know, again, if you have kind of done all of your vetting and background and really feel like this is a person you can trust who A, has that experience and certification, then they should have the, you know, knowledge of working with young ones. You know, so I'd say anywhere between 10 months and above is really safe, you know, but it's just up to the parents and how quickly you want a date night, of course.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like with my first son, it took a while for me to go out. But with my second, I think by the time he was 6 weeks, we were like, okay, we got to get out.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. You need your space too. And then it's fair. You know?
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Andrea. You've given such great advice. I will link all of your social media and your website. If anyone wants to reach out and ask you additional questions, feel free to. And also, if you're interested in a quote, I think what you do is amazing. I had an adult-only reception at my wedding, but if I had known about your services, I definitely would have used you. Thank you so much again.
Thank you so much. It's been a true honor. We would love that.
Yes, definitely. Okay, well, thank you so much for your time again.
Thank you so much. We hope to see you at the next mom's market.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, girlfriends, I hope hearing from Andrea helps put you at ease about seeking out a sitter. Trusting someone to care for your most prized treasure can be hard, but if you properly vet, do a background check, call their references, and of course, trust your instinct about a person, you'll be fine. Using a nanny cam might give you some extra peace of mind. Just make sure to inform the sitter. You deserve a date night, girlfriend. So after Andrea and I recorded this episode, I asked her more about her business. I really love that her girlfriend Lupa inspired the idea, and she told me her business would not exist without her business partner Vanessa. She was a huge inspiration and motivation in really getting it started. I've been so inspired lately talking to female entrepreneurs about their businesses, their journey, and the lessons that they've learned. If this is something you would want to hear more of, or know of a badass babe in business, shoot me an email, jessica@babeandherboys.com. Okay, girlfriend, till next time. Hey girl, thanks so much for tuning in. If you have an idea for a future podcast or want to collaborate, shoot me an email, jessica@babeandherboys.com, or hit me on the DM, girl, on Instagram @babeandherboys. Once again, I super appreciate if you rate or comment on my podcast. And if you haven't hit that subscribe button yet, girl, let's make it official. Till next time, girlfriend. Bye.